From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A makeshift explosive device blew up in London, injuring at least 29 people, none of which had life-threatening injuries. Eight of those injured have been treated and sent home. British Prime Minister Theresa May said the danger in London may not be over.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical. This means that their assessment is that a further attack may be imminent.
The Islamic State group is claiming that the explosion was carried out by an IS-affiliated unit. North Korea's launch of another missile over Japan triggered responses from both Japan and South Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said, in this situation, having a dialogue with North Korea is impossible. The South Korean military responded by launching a Hyunmoo-2 missile into the sea that traveled the same distance it would take to reach Sunan Airfield in Pyongyang. The United Nations Security Council also met on Friday, and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said it is important to try and push through as many diplomatic options as possible. Peruvian President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski's entire cabinet has been forced to resign following a no-confidence vote on Friday by the opposition-led Congress. The pre-dawn vote followed a heated debate in which lawmakers insulted Kuczynski's prime minister and called for his education minister to resign due to her handling of a 60-day teachers' strike. It was the first time under Peru's 1993 constitution that the single-chamber legislature has taken this step. This is VOA News.